Previously on Reversing the Roles.
Raisa, wow, this place is something else, eh? We should have come here a lot more sooner. I'm so glad you took the time off and organized all of this for us.
It's like a fantasy land. I didn't think I would be able to get away, because even though I only have to be at school during the week, I have so much paperwork.
Aapke naam kya hai?
Sorry, do you speak English?
Oh, you look Indian. Sorry, I was asking what your name is.
Oh, I'm Safiya.
Nice to meet you, Safiya. I'm Rumana.
What are you doing up in the middle of the night?
Ummi, I heard you scream, so I came to see what's wrong. Are you alright, Ummi? Why were you screaming?
واحتفل بالمودة إنما العمر مدة بلغ الخير قصدك.
سيدنا أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه reports that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said something to the effect, look at those below you and do not look at those above you in worldly matters, for that is better suited that you do not disparage or belittle Allah's favors upon you. Sahih Muslim. Raisa in Ziyad San Hanzala has gotten into a routine with Maulana Irfan, where he attends classes on Wednesday afternoons as he finishes school early, and every Saturday morning. The Saturday after their return from Atlantis, Ziyad drops Hanzala off in Mirdif at Maulana Irfan's complex before Fajr, and when he goes to fetch Hanzala at 11 a.m., Maulana Irfan invites him in for a cup of tea.
Milk and sugar, Ziyad.
Gee, please. Maulana, you have a really nice setup here.
Gee, alhamdulillah. The house is big enough for 4 kids, so we turn the living room into a madrasa classroom. I don't have full class running except on Saturdays, but I do have boys coming in at different times, you know, during the day, right up to after Isha Salah.
MashaAllah. But Maulana, why don't you just open up a full-time hiv madrasa?
It is not so easy to do that here, Ziyad. There are strict laws in place if you want to run a private madrasa.
Ah, but how hard can it be? Just get the relevant qualifications and I'm sure you could start one.
Well, firstly, I would need a premises. Quran classes cannot be run from private homes. And then I would have to apply for a license. And finally, because I'm not a citizen of the UAE, it's very unlikely that I will get one.
So many laws. Can't you just run the class without anyone finding out about it?
Ziyad, did you know that I can be fined 50,000 dirhams? 50,000 dirhams if the authorities found out that I opened my own center without going through the correct channels and getting the correct document in order? Phew, they would definitely put my stay here in jeopardy.
Subhanallah. I never realized how much freedom of religion we have back home in SA.
We really do, alhamdulillah. Whew. But unfortunately, we take it for granted. We do not see Allah's favors upon us until they are taken away from us. Please have some cake, Ziyad. So, have you found your feet in Dubai? Hanzala tells me you're an Uber driver now.
Kind of. I'm not just sitting at home and playing house husband anymore. I have the night shift driving during the weekend.
Eish, that's a bit tiring, right? I'm sure you just want to hit the sack when you get home.
I do. But with Raisa at work most of the day, I still have to do my share of chores around the house.
Ah, yes, I know how you feel. I know how you feel. When we got here, my wife would do all the cooking and laundry and I would do all the housework.
Yeah, Maulana, that's the hardest part about being here. No helpers.
Don't worry, my brother, you'll get used to it. I also found it tough at first, but now we have settled into a routine and the kids also do their share of chores around the house.
Maulana is right. Hanzala? Maulana, I wanted to check with you. I see Hanzala hasn't started taking sabak yet, and he's already been with you over a month.
It is a problem. You see, Ziad, if you don't bring Hanzala to me more regularly, it's going to be an uphill battle. Getting him to start sabak, I want his door to be pakka before he takes new sabak. Maybe I can accommodate Hanzala by fitting him in online. I can listen to his door after Fajr, and as soon as that's up to standard, he can start giving sabak every day in that time.
That's a great idea. Molana, let's get started right away.
Ziad is fetching Hanzala from Molana Irfan's Hifz class in Dubai. Back in Johannesburg, Hahuma stops to collect Aishama for their monthly shopping trip to town.
Salaam alaikum, Aisha.
Wa alaikum salam, Hahu. Come inside. I wasn't expecting you so early.
Yeah, I can see that. You're still in your Samira.
Kucha. Sorry, Hahu. I won't be long. I was cooking, but I'm done now. It's so hot, so I don't like to shower so early. I'd rather work in my Samira. Otherwise, whole day I smell like onions.
Take your time. Take your time, Aisha. No rush. Anyway, what you cooking so much on a Saturday?
I'm getting visitors to stay over tonight. My nephew Ahmed from Durban and his family are coming down for a wedding, so they're staying with me until Tuesday.
Ahmed, isn't he the one that owns that aircon company? He's so rich, by Hawaro. Why are they staying by you now?
Areao, he just thought he'll come keep me company few days because I'm all alone now.
Oh, good of him. Anyway, Aisha, before you jump in the shower, see this one brochure I got. It's last minute Umrah specials for the holidays. See ya, it says 5 nights Makkah, 5 nights Medina, and 2 days stopover in Dubai. Why me and you don't go? We can extend the time in Dubai and stay with your Ziad to one time.
You and me? Alone? Are hao, you're crazy. You know, we can't travel on our own. We need a mahram to go.
Hi, man, Aisha. Haven't you read the new laws in Saudi? Women no longer need a mahram. They can go for Hajj and Umrah.
Saudi laws are one thing, Hahu. What about Allah's laws? No, definitely I won't go anywhere without a mahram. My Zia told me, whenever I'm ready to come visit him, he'll come special to fetch me.
School the following Monday, Rumana shows Sophia the cruise brochure, telling her that her parents are planning to book it for their family after her brother Amir coaxed them into it. When Sophia gets home, she shows it to Ziad, and despite the exorbitant price, he thinks it looks like the trip of a lifetime. Without telling Raisa, he books it for them. A few days later, Sophia hears the raised voices of her parents in their bedroom and goes to see what's going on. She taps on their door and enters after a moment. Her parents are standing on either side of their bed, glaring at each other.
You keep doing this, Ziad. It's like you are obsessed with spending every cent I make.
Hey, guys, calm down. Why all the shouting?
Oh, Sophia, I didn't hear you come in.
Mom, what's going on? Why are you and Daddy shouting?
Your father is at it again. He found a brochure with some clues that cost an arm and a leg, and he booked us on it without consulting me.
Oops, I was the one who...
Shh, Saf, Ray, Listen, it's no big deal. You are always saying we need to spend more time together as a family. And I thought, with the school holidays coming up, we can take this break together.
In case you forgot, Siad, this holiday is the time we are supposed to be going back home to South Africa to see family and friends. And most importantly, your mother.
Ah, it's such a long holiday. We can always do that later on. The cruise only runs for the first 10 days of the holidays anyway.
Ziad, we can't do both. It's too expensive. What is it you always tell me? Look after the pennies and the pounds will look after themselves.
Aish, Raisa, back to that again. Spending money. Or should I say spending your money?
Stop putting words in my mouth, Ziad. When you were the main breadwinner in the house, you would always make me budget and give me limited access to your income. I always had to watch what I spent and account to you for every cent. But now that the tables are turned, you feel that you can have free rein to spend as you please.
But Raisa...
No, Ziad, you know you are wrong. You are a bookkeeper. You should be keeping account of all our expenses, just like you used to before.
Come on, Mommy, Dad. You guys can't keep on fighting like this. Sit down and discuss it like mature adults and see how to iron out the money issues.
It isn't just a money issue, Saf. Your father is shirking all his responsibilities since we got here.
Ah, hang on. I'm doing the best that I can. I see to the housework and I see to the kids running around. And now I even got a job. Although, of course, it doesn't pay as well as yours.
Daddy, that's not necessary.
Steph, your mother forgets that even though DIS covers the rental of this apartment, the rental income we get from our house back in SA covers all the other basic monthly expenses we have here.
Really? But Dad, I thought that the money goes to Ma.
Ma refused to take the money. When I told her I'll get it deposited directly into her account, she said between her pension and inheritance from your Marom Nana, she has more than enough. Ma feels we need it more than she does.
That may be the case, Yad, but it's not only about that. What about the way you are spending your free time since we got here? All you do is hang out at the mall with those guys when you could be helping around the house instead of expecting me to do everything. When I come home, exhausted from work.
Loosen up, Ray. We're supposed to be living the life here in Dubai. Why shouldn't we indulge in the luxuries that this place has to offer? Especially when you are bringing home enough money for us to afford it, right?
Sibha's father calls her a few days later, and even though she is not in the frame of mind where she can put his needs and feelings before her own, she takes the call.
Assalamu alaikum, Sabhajan, kaise hai?
Wa alaikum assalam. I'm fine. Just trying to cope after everything. How are you doing, Baba?
Alhamdulillah. Under the circumstances, what can I say?
It's very difficult. Losing Mama.
It is my child. It is Gam, you know, here at home. Everywhere I turn, I'm reminded of her. All the years we've been in Chicago, we've lived in this house. And I have so many memories of her in every room.
That must make it even more difficult for you, Baba.
Yes, it does. I am coping, but not coping, you know?
I'm so sorry to hear that, Baba. Maybe you need to take a break for a while. Why don't you take a few days off and go somewhere to clear your mind?
Impossible right now. The practice is so busy and I have operations lined up every day. I cannot go anywhere right now. But I was thinking, Sabhajan, it is the holiday season soon. Why don't you come and spend a few weeks here?
No, Baba. I'm not up to it at the moment.
But I need you here, Bacha. I have started sorting through all Mama's stuff. But I cannot do it alone. It is something a daughter should do when her mother passes on.
I know, Baba. But I just can't.
Tell me the reason, Sabhajan. I always sensed an underlying tension between you and Mama, especially after you had to go through such a difficult divorce with Nadim. But whenever I asked her about it, she would say, I'm imagining things.
No, Baba, it is nothing. Mama and I were fine. Maybe it was just because Nadeem was her nephew. And you know how it is when it comes to family.
It's a cultural thing, you know, Sabha. But I was always so proud of your mama. She held her head up high after your divorce. And she still maintained family ties with Nadeem and her sister.
But at the expense of losing her only daughter?
Sorry, Sabha. The line was breaking up there. What were you saying?
Nothing, Baba.
All right. Sabha-jan, I wanted to ask you. I was sorting through Mama's jewelry and I wanted to know, can I send it all to you? Idris uncle will be coming to Dubai next week and he said he can bring it.
No, Baba. I don't want any of it. Sell it and give the money in charity in Mama's name. The people in Gaza are suffering so much, endless war. Send the money for them.
But Sabha, there are some beautiful pieces and some very expensive ones that I think you would love to have. At least keep a few. Can I not send you some pictures for you to choose?
No, Baba. I don't want any of it.
All right, fine. I'll sell it and send the money to Gaza. Ah, yes, I almost forgot. There was a letter in a sealed envelope in Mama's jewelry box. It's addressed to you.
To me? Oh, but Mama was so ill these past few months. I don't think she could have written a letter.
I don't think it was written recently, Sabha-jan. The envelope looks quite old and the ink is even slightly faded.
Oh, I didn't expect.
Shall I open it, Sabha, and read it to you?
What? No, no. Baba, please don't open the letter.
All you have to do is simply find out in our next episode of Reversing the Roles, a Radio Islam International production.